So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf mentioned the machlekes regarding the deadline for Kiddush Labana, the bracha that is recited every month on the new moon. Rabbi Yechanan said, Ad kama mevarchan ala chaydish, ad shetesmali pigi masa. One can make the bracha only until the moon's cavity is filled. And as Rashi adds, however, av basra achi l'shaych l'mim m'chadish chadashim, shaharei kfar n'shenesi. But afterward, one cannot recite the words Baruch Atah Hashem Mechadosh Chadashim because the new moon is by now already considered old. And there is a machlekes in the interpretation of Rabbi Yechanan's statement Ad shetesmali pigi masa. Rabbi Yehuda says Ad shiva lemehave ki yisra. One can make the bracha only up to the seventh day of the month when the moon fills the size of a semicircle. Now Ardai Amri Ad shisha asr lemehave ki nafya. One can make the bracha up to the 16th day of the month when the moon fills a complete circle. Yechanan also says, Kol mevarach al chodesh bezmano yikil mekabel pnei shchina. One who makes a bracha on the moon within its given time merits the divine presence, because the pasuk regarding the new moon states, HaChodesh HaZeh, and the pasuk in the Shira that refers to the Shechina states, Zeh Keli V'Anveyu. Tanaberi Rishmol, El Moli Leizachi Yisrael El Hakba Pnei Avim Shem Bashmayim Kol Chodesh V'Chodesh Dayam. If the Yidden were given only this mitzvah in which they merit the divine presence once each and every month, it would be sufficient. Abaya adds, Hilkach Nimrinu Mu'min, therefore one must stand while reciting Kiddush Labana, because as Rashi explains, they covet Shechina Shu Mekabel, in honor of the divine presence he's receiving. The previous Mishnah continues with the proceedings of Din Nefashis. V'ach kach machnis nes ha'sheini u'boit k'naisai, em nunz em nimtzu devrei mechuvanem pa'ischem b'schus. After Bezdin concludes their interrogation of the first witness, they do the same with the second witness, and if both testimonies were the same, they proceed with the opening arguments in the defense of the defendant. Amar echad min ha'edim yesh li lamar lav schus, o yechad min ha'tamidim yesh li lamar lav chayva, m'shas k'naisai. If one of the witnesses wants to advance reasons to acquit or convict, or one of the students wants to advance reasons to convict, they're quieted. However, Amr Echamin Min Talmidim Yesh Lamar Lav Schus Mal Noisei Mishib Noisei Beinehim V'Lohoyu Yard Misham Kol Yim Kulay Im Yesh Mamish Bedvarav Shayman Lay. If one of the students wants to advance reasons to acquit, he is added to the Bezin and remains there the entire day. If Bezin determines that his defense has substance, they listen to him. V'Afilahu Oimer Yesh Lamar Al Atzmi Schus Shayman Lay U'Bavash Yesh Mamish Bedvarav. And even if the defendant wants to defend himself, if Bezin determines that his defense has substance, they listen to him. V'motzu lo yischus patru, v'mlav mavirin oisei l'machar. If Bezin found him innocent, they acquit him that day, and if not, the case is adjourned to the next day. In the meantime, mizdavgin zugos zugos. After the dayanim leave Bezin, they group in pairs to discuss the case. And hoyu m'maitin m'maichel, v'lo hoyu sheisin yayin kol hayayim. They eat less than usual, and they don't drink any wine for the entire day. The Nisim and Nisim call Alayla, each dayan ponders the case the whole night. Ulamacharis, Mashkim and Avon LeBezna. On the next day, all the dayan return to Bezna. Hamazaka Oimra Ani Mazaka, Umazaka Ani Bimkaimi. The dayan who initially argued for acquittal would say, I maintain my position for acquittal. Machayiv Oimra Ani Machayiv, Machayiv Ani Bimkaimi. And the dayan who initially argued for conviction would say, I maintain my position for conviction. Hamalamet Chayva, Malamet Schus. Avalamet Schus, Ein Yochel Lavs of Alamet Chayva. The dayan who initially argued for conviction can now retract and argue for acquittal. But the dayan who initially argued for acquittal cannot retract and argue for conviction. To badaver, shnei sefer hadayon maskir noisei. And if a dayan forgot his arguments of the previous day, the two scribes would remind him. After these deliberations, imotzu lo yischus patru, v'mlav oimdin l'minyan. If Bezin found him innocent, they acquit him. And if not, they take a vote. Shnayim osam mezakin ve'echad osam mechayavin zakai. 12 dayan vote for acquittal and 11 vote for conviction. He is acquitted because l'schus we decide even with a majority of only one. Shneim asa mechayevin ve'echad asa mezaken. If 12 dayan vote for conviction and 11 vote for acquittal, he cannot be convicted because l'chayva we decide only with a majority of two. V'afila achad asa mezaken ve'echad asa mechayevin ve'echad am en yedeya v'afila asa mishnayim mezaken oy mechayevin ve'echad am en yedeya yisif ha'dayan. And even if Bezin was split and there were 11 dayanim on each side, and one dayan was undecided, or even if 22 dayanim ruled innocent or guilty, and one dayan was undecided, Bezin cannot issue a decision because the one who is undecided is not considered part of Bezin regarding the decision, and now there are only 22 judges, and 23 judges are required for dini nefashis. Therefore, in these situations, they must add more dayanim to Bezin as follows. For common receiving, Shnayim Shnayim at Shem Ve'echad. They add two dayanim at a time until the number of dayanim reaches 71. Then, Shleishim V'shisha Mezakin, V'shleishim V'chamish Mechayavin Zakai. If 36 dayanim vote for acquittal and 35 dayanim vote for conviction, the defendant is acquitted. Because L'schus, we decide even with a majority of only one. Shleishim V'shisha Mechayavin, V'shleishim V'chamish Mezakin, done in Elu Keneged Elu. If 36 dayanim vote for a conviction and 35 dayanim vote for acquittal, they cannot convict him. Rather, the dayanim argue it out until they convince one of those who initially voted for conviction to retract and vote for acquittal, and then the defendant is acquitted because l'schus we decide even with a majority of only one person. The Gemara adds, Lay ro patronisei. If no dayan retracts, he is acquitted, but even so, they initially add dayanim in order to vote on a decision, even though this would matter only l'chayva, because kadesh l'yetzim ibezim urvavim. It's disgraceful to bezim if they cannot reach a decision. The Gemara mentions a second opinion of Rabbi Yossi who holds, k'shem she'im meisifin al bezim shel shalim ve'echad, kach im meisifin al bezim shel esim v'shleisha. They do not add dayanim to a case of din nefashis, and if bezim of 23 cannot come to a decision, he is acquitted. Completed the fifth parak of Masechet Sanhedrin, and will now begin the sixth parak Nigmar Hadin be'ezus Hashem. Zok the Mishnah Nigmar Hadin meitzin oisei l'saiklei. Once Bezdin convicted the defendant in the case of skila stoning, they take him out to be stoned. Beis haskila hayachutz l'Bezdin. The stoning site was situated outside of Bezdin because the pasuk states haitzes makal he shall be taken out. And in the meantime, echad oimal pesach Bezdin v'hasudarim biyadot v'sus rochig mimenu kadei shehi ro'ehu. A person stood at the entrance to Bezdin holding a flag, and in the distance there was another person on a horse within view of the first person, so that if Oimer Echad Yesh Lamar Lopschos, Halom Meinif Besidorin Basus Rotzim Amidin. If someone claims to have fresh arguments for acquittal, the first person quickly waves his flag, and the second person on the horse races out to the stoning site and stops them. Vafil Hu Oimer Yesh Li Lamar Al Atzmischos, Nachzirin Oisefel Arba Vachamesh Pamim, Ubavachi Yesh Mamish Bedvarv. And even if the defendant himself claims to have fresh arguments for acquittal, if they seem to have substance, he is returned to Bezdin even four or five times. The Gemara points out that there are two requirements for the stoning site. As the Mishnah says, Beis Haskila Hayachutz LeBezdin. The stoning site must be outside of Bezdin. And as the Braisa adds, Beis Haskila Hayachutz LeShalish Machanas. The stoning site must also be outside the three Machanas, outside of Yerushalayim, as well as all other cities. And if Bezdin was located outside the city, the Beis Haskila must be some distance from Bezdin. And the Gemara explains that there are two reasons. So that the Bezdin does not appear to be murderous. And to buy more time so that if someone is malam etzlos, they can spare his life. The Gemara proceeds with the source to the halacha of Beis Haskila Hayichutz L'Sholosh Machnas. There's a gzeir shav of the words Mechutz L'Machna. The pasuk of Skila states, Hayitzes Mekal El Mechutz L'Machna. And the pasuk of Parman Esrafim, the carbonists whose carcasses are burned, states v'hitzis kol ha'par l'mechutz l'machna. Ma'al ha'al l'mechutz l'sholosh machnas, avkan chutz l'sholosh machnas. Just as the Parma and the Serafim are burned outside the city of Yerushalayim, so too skila is administered outside the city. The Gemara asks, v'leilef mishchutei chutz, we could derive through a gzeres shava from the pasuk of shchutei chutz, the issa to bring a carbon out of the Beis HaMikdash that states, oy asher yishchut mechutz l'machna. And say, Malahan chutz l'machna achnas, avkan chutz l'machna achnas. Just like one is liable for shchutei chutz even inside the city, as long as it's outside the Azara, so to skila ought to be given even inside the city, as long as it's outside the Azara. The Gemara explains that although skila has an equal number of similarities to both Parma Nesrafim and shchutei chutz, nevertheless, Machshu Mimachshu Odifle. We would rather make the gzeir shav between skila and Parma Nesrafim, since both are chayvasai, a mitzvah, rather than with shchutei chutz, which is Shalai Kadas and Avera. The Gemara mentions two other sources for Beis Haskila Hayachutz L'Sholosh Machnas. Rav Papa says, Moshe Heicha HaVayasev B'machna Leviyah. In the incident of the Makal who blasphemed Hashem and was stoned to death, Moshe Rabbeinu was stationed in the second Machna. And when Hashem told Moshe, Hayitzis Makal M'chutz L'Machna, Chutz L'Machna Leviyah. Take the blasphemer out of the Machna, refers to the second Machna. And then a later Pasuk states, V'yitzis Makal M'chutz L'Machna, Chutz L'Machna Yisrael. They took him out of the Machna, it refers to the third Machna outside all three Machnas. Vashi says that this can all be derived from the first Pasuk, Moshe Hicha Abba Yosef B'machna Leviyah. Therefore, Haitzis Mekal, Chutz L'Machna Leviyah. The word Haitzi alone implies outside the second Machna. And on Mechutz L'Machna, Chutz L'Machna Yisrael, the words Mechutz L'Machna alone imply outside all three Machnas.